It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
What, you don't know Julie London when you hear?
No, I'm trying to it took me a second to recognize the song, but I get it. I know what it is.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
What is it?
Oh, no, baby, don't you do it. It's a...
Yeah!
Little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone?
But this is Julie London?
No, this is actually...
This is actually Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
No, this is Slightly Stupid.
Who?
Slightly Stupid.
Bradley.
Do you know
Stupid.
Who does? Do you know who does?
Slightly the, Stupid.
Do you know who does the best version of this? Elmer Fudd.
Oh God.
I'm on fire.
Okay.
Whoa, I'm on fire.
So this actually goes right
that
into.
That was actually Robin Williams, though. It's not me, Robin Williams.
So this goes into my surprise to you.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Yesterday we did that weird karaoke thing.
Oh, that was great.
And I did a song Bye, in the style of
yes.
Who did I do it as?
Christopher Walken.
Oh, Christopher Walken and William Shatner.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's have another karaoke off. Only this time you actually have to sing.
Okay.
Pick a song for us, Alex.
Am I being set up for this? By the way.
No. I don't know what the song is. You're gonna do it in the style of Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it in a surprise style.
Uh-oh.
And you'll have to guess who it is. So you get to
Can
go.
Can I
first.
Do it as the chickens?
No.
Come on.
No, you got to do it as Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
The chickens don't actually, anyone can imitate a chicken.
Not everyone can imitate a chicken that well.
Do it as Elmer Fudd. It's better if you do it as Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
You got a song, Alex?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
And it can't be like too fast or too rock and
roll. And it can't be too long or too short.
We're just going to do like part
of it. Yeah, we're not doing the whole song.
Yeah, we're not doing the whole song.
Oh, a hip hop, a hip into the hip, into hip hip hop. I don't stop the big damn big bang boogie to me.
Okay, I think I got it.
All right. So we need to have an update. We need to have like something for this. Is like, what are we gonna call this?
Well, I have no idea.
A karaoke.
Celebrity karaoke.
Yeah, celebrityless. Celibate karaoke. No.
Celebrityless karaoke.
Celebrityless. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I got some great one-liners too later. I'm just saying, I got some great ones.
Oh, you have one-liners, I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
Do I have to wait for? I have to wait for like the
escape from
reality. You're doing it as Elmer Fudd.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. Hunting for rabbits, you see. It's because they're easy come, easy go. With a white and a widow's woe. Everywhere the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Okay. All
to
right.
me.
Nicely
that was
done.
That was good.
Nicely done.
Mama.
People driving in their cars right now are going, what the hell is happening right now? Like, what is going on my radio?
I killed a rabbit.
Such a good song, too.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled the rabbit, now he's dead.
You pulled the rabbit?
Mama.
What'd you pull the rabbit?
Pulled the tweet
out of my hat. What
oh,
did I...
now it's dead. You pulled a
killed
dead rabbit out of
the
hat.
Rabbit.
All right. Now, start the song over. We'll do the same song to make
same
it
song,
fair.
Same song?
Same song.
Oh, I'm scared of what you're going to put. You know what? Wait a second. Can we get the other guys in here? Hey, can we get the other guys in here? We need to see this. They probably need to get video of this because this is just ridiculous.
Get that ready. I'll go get them.
All right.
Okay, go get them.
Everywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
All right, so earlier in the night.
To me.
By the way, for those of you listening, the Nuggets won.
Nuggets!
And the Colorado Rockies won.
And you know what? The Avs don't play.
The Avs think. Goodness are done.
So I had to do a nice
Nuggets.
Done Denver. So I had to do. So we're doing karaoke
celebrity,
duel.
Celebrity list.
Celebrityist. I can't even say the word. So I had to do a song by Queen as Elmer Fudd. So it's Mama, I killed a man, rabbit. I can't do it again.
It's just fantasy.
So he did it as Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
Now I'm going to do it. Last night I did a song in the style of a. Christopher Walken and William Shatner. So I'm at home this morning, and I'm thinking, oh, I got a good one.
Oh.
So I'm gonna see. So you heard his Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
We're gonna see which is better.
No.
All right.
I'm just warning you, to sit or grab something because you can move my bag because this is gonna be
weird.
Listen, let me tell you something. This can be outstanding.
All right.
Let's see. Okay. Ready to go.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Alex.
Is this the real thing?
Right.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look out to the sky.
Are you trying to be Sean Connery?
See. Of course I'm doing Sean Connery. I'm just a poor boy. I have no underwear. I mean, fantasies. I'm easy come and I'm easy go.
Especially on the cup.
Little high, little low.
Losers always whine about their best. But winners go home and bunk the prom queen.
She was the prom queen. No, wait, I got
Carla was the prom queen.
Was the prom queen. See, you could come and do it as the style of who was that guy?
Keanu.
This is why I don't do acid on Tuesdays.
That was Sean Connery from The Rock.
No, I know that, but the guy that... Carla was the prom queen.
Oh, Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
The one and only voice he does.
He was only good. He was only, we keep this going because, you know, we should do... You know what?
Can you do Keanu Reeves?
Whoa.
It's close to Nicolas Cage.
It's close to Nicolas Cage.
Mama.
I'm just a poor boy.
No, that's too much. That's too much energy, man.
Yeah, I can't.
Too much energy.
Yeah, I'm way overacting.
I'm trying to think. I know, dude. Stop it.
For Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
I'm surprised you guys didn't do "We Are the Champions." You know, maybe that Queen song would come handy because didn't you guys just win a big Natty Championship or what?
Number eight. You know what?
I can forget that one.
Well, we didn't forget. Oh, we didn't get forget.
Here you go.
With the time.
He's playing it.
I want to sit here and wank on my twinks that I have all the time.
So I was watching that game, and I was like, at the U was starting off so hot.
The Pioneers.
So hot.
And I thought, oh, they got this game.
They were 12-1 in shots or something.
But then Minnesota Duluth came back, and in the third period, I'm going, please, 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 God, don't let us lose this game. I was just like, oh, my God, don't lose this game.
Daniel Boone says, oh, wait.
This is so typical. He's not even involved. He's just like in his own world right now.
That was a great hockey game, guys.
It was a great hockey game.
That just shows how fast DU is, man. They are a fast team. They get up and down that rink so quick. Their defenders are faster than UMD's.
Yeah.
Not that one guy who has no ankle anymore. I mean, what the heck happened there?
Well, I mean, but.
I didn't see what happened. Was it a good play or was it just.
Did
someone slash him?
No.
Oh, see, okay, then that's all right.
It wasn't a dirty play at all.
Well, see, I would never get upset at people. I would never get upset at hockey players. Like, so when you see hockey players like slashing each other in the family jewels, hey, wear a cup.
It's a thing. But yeah, I was saying earlier that it did feel like your goalie was starting to heat up until
about three goals too late on that.
Well, but
that guy,
he did it. He skated through like five defenders. Like he juked and two went off. And then
so after the first period, the coach of Minnesota Duluth was like, who's on that guy?
We're going to go to a triangle and two. We're going to put two on that guy. Can you guys pronounce his last name?
I can't.
You guys got that down?
No, I have no idea what his name is. No.
What is it?
Let me see. I need to see it. I think it's pronounced Smith.
Luco Savage.
Jared Luco Savage.
What is he?
Luco Savage. I got a little too French on it, Dan.
Is he a junior?
No, that's Luco. No, that's not. That's not Luco Savage.
At a time here, guys.
No, I think yeah.
That's Luco Savicius. Luca Savicius.
Luco Savage.
I'm gonna go with Luco Savage. Sounds good.
His name is Luca, and he lives on the second floor.
No. Is he a junior?
So do you guys want us to roller skate or roller blade around Wash Park in funny outfits?
We should no. 16th Street Mall is where we're going to go.
Wow! Take that thing to the mall ride.
It doesn't do anyone any good if we're going to do it around Wash Park because that's normal to see people in weird outfits running around Wash Park. I mean, that's just normal.
Correct.
But if you're going down the 16th Street Mall,
right? There's no weirdos on the 16th Street Mall.
You blend in a little more.
No, there's a lot more weirdos on the 16th.
Plus, I feel like I will fear for your safety a little because those homeless people down there are just straight up crazy.
Yeah, so maybe rollerblades so you can get away.
Yeah.
Because roller skates, there's no way.
Well, especially with the stopper on the front of those roller skates.
I know, no
kidding.
It gets
a little confusing sometimes. Trying to figure out which way is forward and which way is backwards.
That was the hardest thing I had to do was that stopper on the back.
Hey, congrats, you guys. Congrats to DU. That's a big deal.
Congrats to DU.
Next year,
listen, the
we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, it was a tough bet to take because, you know, we love seeing DU win. But, you know, we had to pull for the old UMD Bulldogs.
We get it.
Maybe next year.
Same too.
Perfect.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
As you want, people on, speak.